Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 19th, 2006. Today I title the message, Ever Enduring Mercy, and share three scripture texts that relate to this topic. Psalm 136, verse 3, 1 Peter 1, verse 3, and Hebrews 4, verse 16.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endures forever. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
John and Hope Winchelber are an older couple who attended the church I pastored up in New England. They are among the real blessings of ministry and were a tremendous source of encouragement during our years of ministry in that congregation. Once during a visit with John, he shared a story about a visit he and Hope made to England. They were touring the House of Lords in the Parliament building, and as a tourist he was quite weary, so he took a seat. A security guard approached him and inquired, "Excuse me, are you a lord?" John replied, "No," and was told, "Only lords can sit here." Now, John may not be a lord, but he truly serves the Lord of Lords. He passed away 7 years ago, and he is now serving in our Lord's presence. Hope continues to serve the Lord on this side as she awaits her call home. What a joy today to serve the one and only true Lord, and the one whom the Bible calls the Lord of Lords. The psalmist calls us to give thanks to the Lord and gives a reason that recurs over and over in this psalm. His mercy endures forever. Although 3,000 years have passed since the psalmist declared this truth, His mercy is still enduring. What amazing love and endless mercy God continues to pour out on the fallen human race. All who turn to Him in faith are recipients of His great mercy in providing salvation. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth. His mercy endures even in the hardest, darkest places and during the most baffling of times in life. We continue to receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Are you serving the Lord of Lords? Renew that commitment as you give thanks for His mercy that truly endures today and will endure forever.
Jesus, Your infinite mercy is the greatest gift You impart upon Your creation, alongside the marvelous truth that Your compassion knows no bounds. Your power and authority far exceeds any human role or title established on this earth. Yet You love us personally with an inexhaustible and enduring devotion. You invite us to Your throne where You reign, not in cringing fear, but with confidence, because You want to meet us there where Your mercy can be poured out upon us. There is no difficulty that we present that is too complex or too small that You would turn us away. Thank You for helping us in our time of need.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber sharing this Friday morning, May 19th, right from our little home office here in rural Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. A couple of additional resources on our website today. We have several pictures up. We have a picture of Hope along with our daughter, Esther. Really wanted to find a picture of John. He was a very interesting man and how we enjoyed our fellowship with him, but just couldn't find one this morning. And any photos we have would have been before we had a digital camera, so we were poring through photo albums, but with no success. But we do have a photo up of Hope and Esther alongside one of my favorite little outbuildings where they live on an island on the Atlantic Ocean, West Island, with various fishing stuff on the little outbuilding. Also, we have a photo up today of the House of Lords I found on the internet. It is an interesting-looking building. And finally, wonderful song by a British musician by the name of Graham Kendrick called Amazing Love that so well relates to today's message. And all you need to do is click on that, and it should open and play the song for you, along with a beautiful reading and challenge before the song is played. Have a blessed day today, and remember, truly, His mercy endures forever.